Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Why is stock market volatility so low? Because economic volatility is very low, too.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal says stocks are having one of their quietest periods ever, despite loads of geopolitical uncertainty. One reason is that the economy, both in the U.S. and abroad, has also been very calm. Let's talk about this trend with Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart. Justin, I'll mention right off the bat that the stock market's fear gauge, or VIX, took its biggest jump in a month at one point Tuesday. Onward, the Senate delayed the vote on its health care bill, but that could be a one-day event. Talk about both the lack of volatility in the stock market and the economy.
Yeah, so even with our little wiggle on Tuesday, it's shaping up to be the quietest quarter for stocks in at least half a century. We just haven't had a lot of big days in the stock market, up or down. Most big days are down. And this lack of volatility has been, you know, curious to a lot of people because, you know, they look at what's going on politically within the U.S. and elsewhere. And, you know, it seems that things should be, you know, a little more uncertain, and they're not.
Well, isn't the economy exhibiting low volatility because, well, for one thing, economic growth has been slow for the longest time?
Yeah, and that's something that you know, we have to consider here. And, you know, that's what I've been looking at is, you know, if you look at GDP growth, sort of, you know, standard measure of volatility, you know, it's really, really, really low. Some of that is because growth has been really, 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 you know, disappointing, 2% for the U.S. But it's not just that. If you look at other things, if you look at the job market, volatility in the job market has been extremely low. If you look at corporate profits, volatility in corporate profits has been really low. And if you look at the global economy, global GDP has also been extremely low. So there's something else going on.
What about government spending?
So I can give you the laundry list of things that are happening. So one thing is government spending used to be really lumpy, and it's less lumpy than it used to be. Another thing is that the service sector has become a bigger and bigger sector, bigger and bigger share of the economy. And the service sector, it just jumps around less than goods manufacturing and other goods producing sectors, right? Within things like manufacturing, companies have really gotten a lot better at inventory management and understanding what's going on with their business through technology and new techniques. So that's really helped them as well. You know, those are sort of long-term, you know, I guess what people call secular trends.
Right.
And then there are some things that are, you know, maybe more temporary.
I'm speaking with Justin Lehart of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Justin, what about the Federal Reserve? Has it kept economic volatility to a minimum?
Yeah, so the Fed and other central banks, if you sort of think about what's happened over the past several years, so they've been really, really, really worried about what would happen if there was another economic downturn, you know, what with inflation so low and just the scars, sort of the unhealed scars from the financial crisis. So the Fed has been, you know, and other central banks have been sort of like overprotective parents, you know, rushing in, you know, before the child falls. And that may have put sort of a floor on the economy or kept, you know, the economy from dipping too much. So that may be stabilizing the economy as well. Now, of course, you know, that could be changing now because, you know, the Federal Reserve is a little more comfortable where the economy is now. They're raising rates. They expect to raise rates more. So, you know, that may not be as much of a factor in, you know, the quarters to come.
Now, you say that for investors, low economic volatility is a good thing because there are fewer surprises. But doesn't that lead to complacency or too much complacency?
Yeah, that's so, you know, that's sort of the danger. You know, if you don't have a lot of economic volatility, it's great, right? You feel more confident in your ability to forecast because things aren't blindsiding you. The things that you expect to happen are more likely to happen, I guess. The danger, so one danger is that people just get a little cocky about it and they start taking risks that they shouldn't be taking. That doesn't really seem to be happening now. But the other danger is just that people just aren't ready for volatility, right? If you have a long period where nothing bad happens, when something bad happens, it really does throw you for a loop, right? And that's sort of probably the bigger danger with the stock market is that, you know, when there is new volatility, that it's really going to hurt stocks.
Wall Street Journal reporter Justin Lehart, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.